tachas. Now this whole parak is cases. As I say, I'm going to try and avoid doing the nachas fee, but we'll see if we can do that. Cheresh nasa bikachas, deaf person who married a deaf mute. Okay, he's a deaf mute who married a I don't know good translation for pikachas.
Normal.
Yeah, we use it normal, even though it's, you know, pikachas literally means open. The ears and the mouth are open. That's what it means. But anyway, all right, we'll use normal. So the deaf mute marries a normal female, or pikach as a chiresh, a normal male marries a deaf mute female. Imratzel hotziyotzi, if they want to get divorced, they get divorced. Imratzel kaimi, wants to keep her, he can keep her. His marriage is a rabbinic level marriage to her, so therefore they made the marriage and they allowed the divorce at will. It's an interesting thing, I should point out, the Achronim speak of this a great deal, both the Bava and Yerushalmi, that the Chiddush is more on the Pikeach, or the Pikachas. In other words, you would think that this might consider to be for Pikeach or Pikachas a Bias Nusta Raisa, because the Raisa, they're not married, right? So it's the Rabbanan that they're married. But we see the rabbinic marriage is sufficient to take away the prohibition of Bias Nus on the Pikeach or Pikachas. You see, that is really the flip side of this. Everybody focuses on the Chiddush, that we allow him to get married to Rabbanan, but that's not such a big Chiddush at all. Or her to get married to Rabbanan. The big, much bigger Chiddush is that the spouse who should be married to Raisa is living, quote unquote, out of wedlock to Raisa, and only in rabbinic wedlock, and yet nonetheless there are no sanctions or difficulties applied.
Although the principle is not applied in this manner, Kol Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh means that all aspects of Kedushin are really Tolya the Rabbanan.
Wow.
So it's not so shocking to say that this Pikachas is permitted to live in this kind of marriage when the Rabbanan sanction basically all marriages.
Yeah, well, that's not so simple, although I don't disagree with you in principle, but in practice, if a guy gets married without saying Kedas Moshe Yisrael, then the rabbis really don't. It's very difficult for the rabbis to come annul his marriage. In other words, they always say that Kol Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh is to a large extent because we say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So it really requires the individual to take the rabbis into his marriage, you know, by making that condition. Otherwise, it's not so simple. So here, the rabbis are actually not just tampering with something because they were brought in as the arbiters, but rather they are legislating new legislation. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I think you're right. I do think you're right, but it requires more of a... It still is a novelty to say that Kol Mekadesh applies even to basic legislation as opposed to tampering conditionally with marriages.
I'm just getting to the logistics of this. How's the Chiresh going to say Hinei,
Hirei, Viciously? Morrison, Misha says... So Kishem Shukanes Birmiza. He goes like this. They ask him, do you want, or we, you know, say, I guess,
Silent,
whatever. So that whatever Birmiza is, that's how it works.
And same thing with the
Get? Kachumaiti Birmiza, right. Pikev Shinosa Pikachas, what happens if a normal guy marries a normal girl and she becomes a deaf mute? If he wants to divorce her, tough on her, right? He wants to kaim, he keeps her. If she goes insane, loyalty. He shouldn't let her go, not because he's not allowed to, but because she's going to go and engage in licentious behavior, very likely. The biggest tragedy is if he becomes a deaf mute or insane. Loyalty alumnus, he can never divorce her, and she's stuck. She's an aguna, literally speaking, and cannot leave the husband in any way, shape, or form. Ketzaruosa, how does he do it?
That's because it started out as a
real marriage,
real
right?
Marriage.
Right. And then she gets stuck. Ketzaruosa, what does he do? Roimez, he eludes, you know, the Vunose Lagita, and he gives her a get. Kishemshu Roimez, just like he makes a signs, kachud yirmas, people sign to him, and that works too. As Gir Shaitar, so actually wants to change the gears and say kachin yirmeses, So do she? She gets a hint. Masnisa, our Mishnah is Bishakitra Bekesef. Now this is an amazing statement which Yerushalmi makes, and the Mecha Mayim says that all the Mefarshim, although I haven't seen them here, but the Mecha Mayim says all the Mefarshim go crazy. They're literally frightened from this Yerushalmi. It says Masnisa Bishakitra Kesef. When is the Kiddush only the Rabbanan if he's Mekaritra with money? Avlim Kitra Bebeila. But if the Cheresh marries the, if the, even if one of them is a deaf mute, let's say he's a deaf mute, right? He marries a normal woman, bibi'ila, with relations, kidushav maaseh, then the marriage is a valid marriage, bigeirushav eino maaseh, and of course he can't divorce her. It's an amazing thing. The Gemara is saying that the bia is a bia is a bia, right? And therefore the marriage is valid. It's only when he have to take a money or a document and make it into a marriage that it's only going to be a derabbanan, and that they're therefore the divorce only derabbanan. So therefore, he's mekadesh her bebia, so he can never divorce her. Nobody passes this way. Nobody passes this way. And the Mecha Mayim wants to actually change the pshat in the Gemara and say that what it really means to say is not that the quality of the marriage is different, but rather they don't need a remes. When he does be on her, we know what he means. He doesn't have to be merames, that's what his intent is. Okay? Anyway, so that's not further.
He may be a mute, but he's not.
Yeah. Rabbi Lezer show Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Lezer asked Rabbi Yochan, Ishto shel cheresh v'shoy shoyter. What's the status of the wife of a cheresh or a shoyter? A deaf mute or an imbecile. Amalei said, if somebody has, in other words, if somebody has relations with her, not her husband. So, since it's not a Torah level marriage, right, it's only a rabbinic level marriage, so therefore, since that's the case, I feel Oshem Toli ain't ba. There is no necessity to even bring an Oshem Toli. You know, it's not even a questionable offense, it's not an offense. On a Torah level, there's no marriage here, it's only a rabbinic marriage, right? Says the Gemara, became an atom rafiel osham toli ain ba. Since you say there is not even a question of a questionable carbon, so therefore it's a cool case. Let's say a deaf mute married a normal woman, then a regular normal guy comes and marries a normal woman, right? So the second marriage pushes away the first marriage. Because the first marriage is only the Rabbanan, and this marriage is the Raisa, right? So, second marriage takes effect. Giresh, furthermore, if he divorces her, let the guy, the normal guy, divorces the normal woman, so then, she can go back to her first deaf-mute husband. Normally, if you have a marriage to one guy, then a divorce, marriage to another guy, you can't go back to the first husband. But here, the marriage to the first one wasn't terminated. It was suspended, right. And therefore, she can go back to the first one. It's really strange, but that's what comes after a rabbinic level marriage.
If the first marriage is the Cheresh and then the second guy is a Kohen, can he marry her?
Yeah, but not if the Cheresh actually gave a get. Because then it looks like bad. That's what Mar is about to say. That's a Mar Zion type issue. Hadoi the Tani Rabbi Chia. This is exactly what Mar is about to say. That's what Rabbi Chia said. Ishu shecheresh shegir shocheresh. If, however, the second guy, the normal guy, married her not off the, while she was still married to the deaf mute, but after the deaf mute already divorced her, right? So then. And he says the cheresh shall be kept. Then she goes and marries another deaf mute or a normal guy. So then, korei ani alei, I could say better the rabbanan because the marasayin because it looks like she got to get lo yuchal baal arishon shoshocha lo shul kachta. First husband can't take her back. Similarly, ishlo shipekech shegir shah. If a normal wife of a normal husband was divorced, and he says the cheresh, and then she went and married a cheresh, right, went to marry the deaf mute, kore ani aleha, and then got divorced from her. So kore from him, kore ani aleha, I say about her, lo yuchah ba'lo rishon l'sher shilchah, her first husband can't take her back. Why? Again, because of appearances. Because it looks like she was married to the second guy. Okay?
But if he doesn't get
the... So he never goes to divorce, then she could go back, right? That's like previous case. Isto shecheres tapavayim bovam rav, isto shecheres shoroch lo balam dina seyom. The wife, continuing with the appearance issues, the wife of a cheresh who went to Medina Siam, right, the deaf mute went to Chutzlaret. Came and said, his, told his normal wife, Meis Baalech, your husband died. Vochav, and he says, the cheresh or pikeach, and then she went and married another guy. Another cheresh or pikeach, no deaf mute or normal guy. Vchachel, Baal, and then her husband came. So again, midrabanan, for appearance's sake, we give her the same status as the woman way back when, and earlier in the Masechta, who went and married another husband, despite the fact that her husband's still alive. So Teitzim Mizeh, Mizeh, she has to lose both her husbands, both the first one and this one.
Why the first marriage was...
It doesn't matter, appearances. Appearances.
But we said before
that
the second marriage could push off the marriage to the Chayrish.
That's only where we didn't go through the process of, you know, Amrullah Meis Balo, right? Where it appeared, where it's an abnormal case, because somebody literally grabbed the wife of somebody else
and pushed away the first.
Pushed away the first. Since that's so, it's like a milsot lo shchichol lo goes to be rabbanan. It's not such a rare case. The rabbis didn't take it into account. But where it mimics a real marriage, so then they actually were more. They came down on it harder. Okay, that's what really we're saying here. So ishush pikeach shorach baalam dina seyam. The wife of a pikeach, of a person who is normal, went to normal husband went to chutz laretz. And they said your husband died. And he says lecherish, and then she went to marry a deaf mute. And then her husband came back. Havin sarvin meimer. We wanted to say yotzi acherish v'yakayim b'pikeach. Then in this case also, it's abnormal, and the rabbis didn't make a decree in such a case. And maybe he gave the deaf mute releases her, and she goes back to her original husband. So Odi Beilik the Saya says, "Where no, this case is also too similar to a classic standard case. It's included in the regular fine, meaning that in this case she can go back to neither husband; she loses both of them as well." Nishtatata lo yotzi. Now we said in the Mishnah that if she goes insane, he should not divorce her. The Vayis Rabbiani Amrei, the Answer Rabbiani said, "Mivnei Gerera." Gerera means maybe she will be dragged into licentious behavior. It does nus. There are those who have gidira for offense. In other words, to keep her under corral, that she shouldn't go and engage in all sorts of promiscuous behavior. Rabbi Zira of Rabbi Ila, they both said another reason. She'ena yichol lishmor gita. You can only divorce a woman if she knows to watch safekeeper get. And this woman is incapable, doesn't know the safekeeper get because she's insane. Rabbi Nechemia Barmer Ukvad. And the son of Rabbi Yossi said three things. What happens if he transgressed and did divorce his insane wife? So he says the problem is because she might come to engage in all sorts of licentious behavior. That's a legitimate concern, but nevertheless, Girish, the Girish is valid, Girish, and the get is valid. He says she ain't chodesh mar gizgita. He says that the reason is the opposite one, because she cannot keep her get, she doesn't know how to preserve it, so that means there's something intrinsically wrong in her gerushin. So Gosser, in that case, she is forbidden to marry anybody else, because we say there's something wrong with her gerushin if she doesn't have the capacity, the wherewithal, the maturity to save her get. Okay? Yeshla ben va'av va'ach. If she has male relatives who can safeguard her, So he says it's because she's going to be dragged by such behavior, it's also because she'll be dragged. The man of Arshen Yechol Lishmar's Gita, that she can't watch her own get, Yeshlo Av, she's got a father, Yechol Ahi Lishmar's Gita, and her father will help her and enable her to keep her get safe kept. Period. What if a woman is sometimes sane and sometimes insane, sometimes lucid and sometimes irrational? So Mada Marmne Greira, he who says that the problem of to grant again this problem get in this area is that maybe they'll go engage in licentious behavior, so it remains us, because when she is in the status of Shaita, she's gonna go and she's gonna engage in licentious behavior. Mada Mashainakolishmar's Gita. The opinion holds on the other end, though, that the Baal Mitzvah will be able to safekeep her get. So that's our problem in this case, because Yesh Lo Itim, she's got times when she's lucid and sane. If you call Lishmar Gito, she can take measures when she's lucid and sane to make sure that her get is well preserved, even when she's in one of her insane psychotic episodes. And therefore, she theoretically could be divorced. So it's a big nafkamina, but the only reason the divorce should not be given is because there might be licentious behavior, or the only reason why the divorce cannot be given is because there's something inherent in her not being able to receive a get, and we just saw the ramifications.
Or whether maybe she'll divorce because maybe she'll get better with his help.
That's a nice 90s kind of idea, new age. Yeah. All right, everybody will live happily ever after. This is Gemara.
But on the other hand, the reason why she went crazy is because she's married to
him. Yes. That could be right. We do. Yeah, many of these cases are hypotheticals, obviously. Oh, you know, right. That. I mean, 95% of your vomits is pure hypothetical, but that's how we have our kicks, right? All right, Yochum and Nuri. How come that woman who goes deaf mute can't be divorced? A guy who went deaf mute cannot divorce. What's the difference? In a motzi, right? So they said to him, there's no comparison between the man who's divorcing and the woman who's getting divorced. On a deraisa level, before Chaim the Rabbeinu Gershom, a woman could be kicked out of the marriage at will, right? Whether she wants to or not. A man can only be motzi with his own will. So therefore, in terms of being on the receiving end, even if the woman has no will or no das, she can still receive a divorce. In terms of the giving end, since the man has to have das, just have an intent to participate in this transaction, so therefore if he's insane or he's become deaf-mute, he simply cannot participate, and therefore there's no way to terminate the marriage. Okay? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, sorry. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda testified, al-Cheresh she'isiyah aviyah, on a deaf-mute who was married off by her mother, by her father, excuse me, she yoyt to beget. That in that case a get is necessary. Why? Because he says that no matter what, when she's a youth, so her father married off, and that's the raisa, right? And when she's an adult, so she herself engages in married behavior, right? Right. Even though she's a chereshes. I think I went too far in explaining that. It's much more simple than I started explaining. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Cheresh she'isi avia, even if she's deaf mute, but she was married off as a minor, she ate this baguette, so then she needs a get, because her father was lucid. Even though she's insane, her father's lucid, and her father's the one who married her off. Obviously, any lucid father would want to marry this daughter off. So therefore, later on, she needs to have a get in order to dissolve the marriage, right? They said abzuka yetebo. They said this is also true about a woman who was initially normal and then became deaf mute. That she can be able to beget. Because the bottom line is we never need her rotzon, we never need her das. So however she start out, however she is now, the bottom line is as long as now she's incapacitated, she can receive a get. Okay? Still
the
receive a get.
Means right?
What?
Cheresh.
Cheresh.
Yeah, it's not crazy.
Okay? No, but it's used interchangeably, but you're right, it's not the same thing, that's true. Rabbi Chana, boy, kun Rabbi Hila. Rabbi Chana asked in front of Rabbi Hila about this last line in the Mishnah. He said, "Nir Madvarim." It seems to me to make sense. Bipikachas sheyesh bodas, that if you have a woman who started off being normal and intelligent, she yotze ben odas ben shelo yodas. that she can get divorced by her husband whether she's in her right mind any longer or is no longer in her right mind. But chereses, she ain't badas, but that might be by a woman who started out being lucid. But what about a woman who started out being a cheresh, right? Chereshe badas lo teitse. Yeah, I made a mistake. Small one. But let's just start with the end of Mishnah Gemara again. Rechina Boichorei, near it seems to be, Pikacha Shesh Bodas, a woman who's normal, who's got Das, she yates a spade of Das, Pinchel of Das, so she can get kicked out by her husband whether she acquiesces or doesn't acquiesce, right? That makes sense. But a chereshes, shein bo das, a chereshes, who has no will or no intent, lo teitze lo das, maybe she only goes out when she can have will or intent. It's like the famous Talmudic principle, kol haroi labila, ein bila ma kevitzbo. Kol she'ein roi labila, bila ma kevitzbo. Anytime you can do something, you don't have to do it. But anytime you can't do something, it impedes upon the thing from taking place, right? So here, one said, if she's a bikachas, so she's in the category of das. You don't actually need her das, but she has to be in a category. But a cheresh, she's not in the category of das. So therefore, maybe there's no divorce at all. You see the follow-up reasoning? In other words, I need her to be suitable for das, not to actually have das, but to be suitable for das. So that would exclude a cheresh, because the cheresh is not suitable to even have das at all. Okay? So it says, Gemara, wait a minute, that's nice. Nice question, Rabbi China asked. Shkoyach! But below Edusi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gurgota testified that a woman who's a cheresh is to start off as a cheresh, right? A cheresh shavia siavia. Her father married off as a cheresh that she can receive a get. So we see she don't need any capacity of das. It makes no difference, right? Says the Gemara. Again, below Edusi. Avzuka Yetzibo. So too, this would be the same thing. Umosifim bal edus, you're going to add, meaning you're going to change that which we have edus on. How can you possibly change it? Say, excuse me, there's testimony. That if she started off being a deaf mute, she continues to be susceptible to divorce.
What is this term testimony? Is this an actual case?
No, he testified in Sanhedrin. Cool. Yeah. But the reason we had this on definite testimony base, you can't argue on something which was given over to Misora as a testimony. Because it means it was a strong Misora in Chazal, and therefore there's no way to dislodge it. Okay? So he says, there was a testimony. Testimony was that even if a married girl is married as a chereshes, you can still divorce her, right? What are you going to change the edus? So what was Rabbi Chanina's to cover me to ask the question, Taka? So it says, Rabbi Chanina saw our meimah, Rabbi Chanina saw me was to think that our Mishnah is talking about Yeah, our Mishnah is talking about a woman who's a chereshes.
No, she was
a chereshes from the get-go. Look at the ages in the Mishnah. The eighth Mishnah is the last three lines, right? A chereshes she see a via she yields a beget. She was married off a chereshes, right? So our Mishnah, he thought that our Mishnah is talking about a woman who started off as a chereshes. And he wanted to ask about not the case of the Mishnah, but a similar case, but enough different that it raises the question, when she was married off, she was still normal, but then she lost her marbles afterwards. Or she became a deaf mute afterwards. So then, and that's our case, that's the question which we're asking. Rabbi Chanina is asking, oh, she's willing to concede, if the marriage started off on the base level of chereshes, so that's a non-das marriage, and therefore we don't really need das, any capacity for das at the divorce at all. But his question is really, if you start off as pikachas, and then you got downgraded to chereshes later on, maybe in that case you can't divorce, because she started off being on a level of das, and now there's no das anymore. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Sover Meima. Rabbi Yossi asked the following question. He asked, or rather, he proposed the following question. Biktana Shisiyavia, you have a young child who's married off by her father. And here it says, Vinizgarsha, but it's changed here on the side to v'nischarsha. A girl started off being young and normal, and then became chereshes. So he's explaining that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's testimony in our Mishnah is talking about a ketana who was normal and then became. Actually, this is what you just said. Was he's trying to push aside the question of Rabbi Chanina, saying Rabbi Chanina's question is addressed in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about also not just where she was married off as a deaf mute and remained a deaf mute, but he was talking about where she was married off as a normal girl and then she became a deaf mute. And our Mishnah is saying she can take a get in that case, right? But that's the Eidus case, the case Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel testified in the Sanhedrin. So we see quite clearly, he says, that this case is a case in which there can be a get, and we see therefore that your premise is incorrect, that rather the entire issue is since get can be done shalomi das, even though she once had das, and now it doesn't have das, it's not material, the get can still be given. Okay, so that's the question for Ahila. He's saying is subsumed under the category of the testimony which Rabbi Yochanan ben Gugoda testified. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, now the truth is, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say nothing, because this actually goes on the next Mishnah. So let's wait for the next Mishnah. Okay? Saturday. Shnei Achim, Aloch Gimel, two brothers. Chereshim, both deaf mutes. Nesuim l'shtei achios, they're married to two sisters. Chereshos are both deaf mutes. Oh, l'shtei achios are the two sisters. Achas chereshes v'achas pikachas. One is considered to be the deaf mute. One is a deaf mute. The other is normal. Oh, l'shtei achios. Chereshos are two deaf mute sisters. The sister l'shtei achios married to two brothers. Echad pikachim, who are both normal. Or l'shnei achim chereshim, two brothers who are both deaf mute. L'shnei achim to two brothers, echad chereish ve'echad pikach, one is chereish and one is normal. Harelu p'tumim min chalitzo min ibum. They are exempt from chalitzo and ibum, right? Because they are whatever the level of the marriage is. There's achos ishto, right? Which might be only the Rabbanan marriage, but in that case only Yibum is also the Rabbanan, right? And therefore you're coming to, since there are two sisters involved, so there's no Yibum because of Achos Ishto, your wife's sister, okay?
Because it wasn't the real deraisa of marriage.
Right. Well, even the it was real deraisa of marriage. There's certainly a wife's sister to preclude you from doing Yibum. She'd be at...
No.
It's because that's part of it. It's because there were two sisters married to two brothers.
Oh.
Right.
The chiddush here is on the contrary, that we apply the normal standards of two sisters married to two brothers, and we let the one sister off the hook. That's the chiddush in the other direction. Okay, so it says in all these cases, the example. Now, if they were the two girls were not related to each other, so in that case, he cuts. If he wants, he can marry both. If he wants to divorce them, he can divorce them. One of you have two brothers. One is deaf mute, and the other is normal. The soon the shteach is because they're married to two normal women. Ma cheresh ba meitz cheresh ba bik. What?
Sisters.
Yeah, they're sisters, right? Meitz cheresh ba bikachas. What happens if the deaf mute guy who is married to the saint, the lucid sister, the normal sister? What happens if he dies, right? Maya said bikach ba bikachas. What is the co-conspirator here? The other son, who's normal, husband of a normal, right? So in that case, teitze mishum achas isha, she has to get divorced because of his not divorce. She doesn't need chalitza because she's his wife's sister.
Yeah, because the first marriage was not was only a rabbanan marriage.
Right. Now he turned it around, though.
The cheresh and
right.
The marriage was not a marriage.
Yeah.
So she's his wife's. She's a sister to the.
Right, but now flip it around. Now says the Mishnah. If the other husband died, the one who was a normal husband, so Maya said Cheresh ba Pikachas, what does his Yavam do? Motius Ishto began, in that case he divorces his own wife for the get. But he can't marry his brother's wife either. In other words, he's in a bind. He's in a catch-22 situation. The brother who's a deaf mute, who married the Pikachas, his marriage is not a Rabbanim, it's only the Rabbanim marriage. But his brother's marriage, who was a Pikach, married to Pikachas, is a Torah marriage. So now if his brother dies, his Chiyuv Yivum is Daraisa. His marriage to his own wife is the Rabbanim, right? So that's a recipe for disaster. He loses on all counts. He can't do the Yibum. He's got to do Chalitza because rabbinically this is his wife's sister. But he can't do he can't keep his own wife either, because his own wife is now susceptible to being the wife. His own wife is the sister of the Yavama, who's the Yavama Daraisa, while his own wife is only his wife the Rabbana. That's why he's got to get rid of his own wife as well.
But he can't do Yibum on his sister-in-law?
No, because the Erevas feed off each other. They're both, wife, sister to the other, or sister to the wife, etc. Okay? Now, when we go back to Amud Aleph. On this, Rabbi Yochanan says, the last line, which is skipped before. Rabbi Yochanan says, Leiskin Arosha. He's kind of sofa. He says, the ratio, all things we speak about till now, they're not such big chidushin. I mean, it's obvious, just common sense. This last one, however, is a big chidush, because this last one tells us that we penalize to a large extent, right? Maiskin al rosha, what's the difference? The beginning is, ksheresh ba cheresh, pikach ba pikachas, right? Each one stay within his own type. Once you start mixing and matching, right? Normal with deaf mute, deaf mute with normal. Although I did Tina and the Basar, it should be the Basra, not the Basar, the Basar, the Basra. That's what we learned later on, meaning learned later on that you cause lots and lots of headaches for yourself. It's not worthwhile to do that. Always seek your own type of woman. Okay. Halacha Dal. Shnei Achim Pichi. You have two brothers. Oh, I didn't do the Gemara. Sorry, I didn't do the Gemara on Gimel. Tzaras Amau. Why not throw in another factor? What the heck? What about a co-wife? Is a Cheresh married to Pikachas, and a Pikach married to Chereshes, and then there's a co-wife. What about what happens to the co-wife, right? One of them has two wives. The Shemini Me'adot, let's hear from here. Bito Pikachas, if you have a normal daughter, Nesul Achiv Cheresh, married to your brother who's a deaf mute, and of course he's going to die. Tzarasa p'tura mina chalitza mina yibu. So the co-wife is exempt from chalitza from yibu. In other words, whatever you do to this girl, you let her free. That exempts also the co-wife as well. Okay. Again, this is talking about where the marriage is the rabbana. Marriage is the rabbana. It's a cheresh married to pikachas, and he had two wives. So we say that since home marriage is the Rabbanan, so therefore, even a Tzoras Erva the Rabbanan, the co-wife who's an Erva but only a rabbinic level, will exempt the co-wife from being Misyapim or for Chalitza. Okay? Halacha Dalit, Shnei Achim Pichim. You have two normal men. And this one, I don't know, by the way, if they're normal, I don't know how they got into this perek. But Shnei Achim Pichim. You have two normal brothers. Nisuim l'shnei achim, also married the two sisters, achas chereshes. once a deaf mute, Baruch Pikachas, and once normal. May Pikach Baruch Hereshes, so the one who married the deaf mute, Mayas Pikach Baruch Pikachas, what does that do to the guy who's married to a legitimate normal wife? So Teitzei Mishum Achos Isha, he doesn't have to be Miyabim, of course it's his wife's sister. But what about the other way around? May Pikach Baruch Pikachas, the normal one, his husband died. What about the what's normal one who's married to a deaf mute? Same thing we said before. He's going to get rid of his own wife at the get because it's a rabbinic marriage. He's going to do chalitza to his brother's wife. So Rasamau, same question we had before. What do we do with Kohat? Shmir Minadot, serve from different gates. Bidol Chereshes, the Sulu Achiv. If your the daughter who's a deaf mute is married to your brother, so then in that case, it's different than the previous case. Because the previous case we had, the brother's the deaf mute guy. It's really the same case, but we're just changing who's the deaf mute guy. Is the deaf mute the guy or is the deaf mute the girl? It's the same idea, just flipped, right? So here it says also, if his daughter who's a deaf mute is married to his brother who's normal, so then then the Torah does chalitza and not yibum. Why does she do chalitza? No, chalitza not yibum. Chalitza not yibum. Why is that? Because who died here? No, you're in the previous one. Halacha Dal. You're either in Halacha Gimel or Halacha Hey.
I'm looking at Hey.
Yeah, but you're in Halacha Dalet.
That's a problem.
Yeah, so the difference is here that since if he's a Pikach and also Cheresh, so he's shy, and his brother was a Pikach, was married to Pikach. So his yibum here, his yibum is the raisa. So it's his yibum is the raisa, so he's got to do chalitza. In a case where the yibum is the rabbanon, because, yeah, I got it. In case the yibum is the rabbanon, because he is the pikeach married to a pikachas, and his brother was pikeach married to a chereshes. So in that case, the whole yibum scenario is the rabbanon, right? So if there's a co-wife, we just let her off the hook. We don't need chalitza or yibum, right? Because we just say on the rabbinic level, they're exempt. But here, the chi of yibum is daraisa. Because the brother was the one, this his brother the one who had a daraisa marriage. And therefore, in this case, we can't say, well, just because one of the two co-wives is your wife's sister, that we exempt your deceased brother's co-wife, because this is a daraisa situation. Your rabbana marriage to your deaf mute wife can't exempt the daraisa situation of yibum, and therefore chalitza is necessary in this case. So the bottom line is that wherever the pikeach is married to pikachas in the equation, that generates a daraisa, if there is such a component, that generates a daraisa and triggers off chumras. Okay? Shneach, two brothers. Echad cheresh ve'echad pikeach, one of them is now the two brothers are splitting up, right? To first, look, it was talking about two brothers who are deaf mutes. Halach Dal was talking about two brothers who are normal. And now we're splitting the brothers, right? Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh Ve'Echad Pikeach, one's deaf mute and one's normal. This is the Shnei Achim married to two sisters. Achas Chereshes, one's a deaf mute, one's Pikachas, and one is normal. Meitz Cheresh Ba'al Chereshes, if the guy was deaf mute, not married to a deaf mutis. Ma'ase Pikeach Ba'al Pikachas, what is his brother, who's normal, who's married to a normal woman, what do they do with the Yavama, who's the deaf mute, right? She's a Pikachas, but she was married to a deaf mute, right? So she goes out. Obviously, she's Teitzei Mishum Achos Isha. Her whole marriage is the Rabbanan, but certainly it doesn't over. But she's certainly the wife's sister, so therefore she just goes God free, right? Now, however, what's the other case? If the one who had the normal to rights of marriage dies, So what happens to the other? What does the deaf mute guy who's married to a chereshes do? So motzias ishto beget. He divorces his own wife, because now his wife is the sister of Yevama, which in Yevama the rights, and his wife is the only wife to Rabbana. So he divorces her. The catch is, Eishes achiv asur leolam. He cannot do yibum or chalitza on his brother's wife. He's stuck. They're stuck forever.
It's like a previous case where...
Well, we never had stuck forever before, did we? And so the wife went insane. But we hear us talk about since he's a chayrich, he can't do yibum or chalitza, which is going to satisfy the doraisa requirements.
And then
Oh, you're right. We did have that before. That's not true. Okay, I just ignored it before. Okay, so Rasama, what about a co-wife? Yishmei Medna, so the same thing we said, we had Locha Gimel, as you pointed out, it's parallel.
It's just an oddity that in fact, the Zika is stronger than
his marriage. But it's a Rabbanim, though. It really isn't. The Zika isn't stronger than marriage. We had explicitly in the previous parak, going around with Gamlio, Zika's never strong in the marriage. It said if you're married to a minor and your Yavama is your minor wife's sister, right? And then so we, Rabbi Gamliel said, we wait till you grow up and then we make you do full marriage. Grow up and you can affect the derisa marriage and then you reject the Yavama. But here, he's a cheresh, he's a deaf mute. It's never going to improve the situation. And therefore, it's too big a marriage sign. It's not, that's what I'm trying to say. So therefore, we don't let him. We don't let him stay married to his wife, where the Yavama is a sister to his wife, even though theoretically we could, where there be some deraisa fixed down the line. Since there is no deraisa fixed down the line, so we say this stinks too much, and we have to make him. We have to make him in this case divorce his own wife in favor of the Yavama. Again, only because of Marisayan issues. Okay? So, Rasamal. What about a co wife? Nishmini Meadah, starting from here. Bito Chereshes, if you have your daughter who's a deaf mutes, and the Sul Achim Cheresh who's married to the brother who's a deaf mute. So, Tarasa Ptura. Mina chalitza umina yibum. So in that case, the tzora is exempt from chalitza and yibum. Why? Because the entire marriage was a rabbinic marriage. So therefore, there is an exemption from chalitza and yibum. Shneach erchesh ve'erchabikech. Two brothers. One was deaf mute, and one was normal. The Sulish shneachos are married to two women who are not related to each other. Pikchos, who are both normal. Meis chesh ba'bikacha. So if the deaf guy. Deaf mute guy who was married to a normal guy dies. Ma'ase pikeach ba'pikachos. What is the guy who's pikeach, an owner, the husband of the pikachos do? Oh, chalitzim yabim. He does either chalitzim yabim because these women who they're two and they're married to are not related to each other. Ma'ase pikeach ba'pikachos. What happens if the guy who had the normal rights of marriage dies? Ma'ase chereish ba'pikachos. What does the chereish ba'pikachos do? Kones, he marries her, he does even to her, ve'eno motzi le'olam, and he never ever can divorce her. This is an interesting thing. In the previous Mishnah we said, the previous couple of Mishnahs, we said there are scenarios where the Cheresh is incapable of doing either Yibum or Chalitza. But here we said the Cheresh can do Yibum or Chalitza. Right? Excuse me?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the difference is. What?
He can never issue a get.
Yeah,
because he's not capable.
Right.
He doesn't have to die.
No, but here the Yibum works.
But that's because it's midiraisa. And the get.
Oh, since the marriage is the raisa, so therefore the Chevish's Yibum works. But where the marriage upon which the Yibum is predicated is the Rabbanon. So there the Cheresh's Yibum doesn't work. That's what you're saying?
No. I was saying that the get that the Cheresh would give her He's not allowed to ever divorce her.
Yeah.
After a deraiser yibum.
Yeah.
Because the get would be a deraiser get.
Right, that's true.
So that's why he can't ever, it's a deraiser yibum.
Right.
So he can't.
No, I'm not arguing with you. My question is why at the end of Halacha Hey, for example, it says, in the end of Mishnah Halacha Hey, it says, Ma'aseh Chesh Ba'al Chireshus Motzes Ishto Beget Veshes Ochi Vasur Lo'olam. Why can't it be Mi'abim her there?
Again, you said that the
Yibim
was stronger.
There
was
a rising Yibim. Yeah, why can't it be Mi'abim her? It says it can't be Mi'abim her. So she's a surah lolum, she's forbidden on him.
That is a same case of sisters, so God has something to do with it.
Oh,
sisters.
You're right, that's the point. Very good. That's an Isid Rabbana because it looks bad because that was, at the time it was his sister-in-law. It's true his own marriage is only a rabbinic marriage. But since at the time it looked like his sister-in-law, so therefore he can't do Yibum. He can't do Chalitza, he can't do Yibum, she's stuck forever. That's taka true. Because of the marisayin of it being his wife's sister. So the Arakates were the two Nochrias, they're not related to each other. So there's no such marisayin. Very good. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ma'ushatocha b'truma. If you have a cheresh who's a kohen who marries a pikachas Yisraelis, can she truma? Says the Gemara, Nishmini Meda, sort of here, Bas Yisrael, pikachas shnisa the kohen cheresh, eino ochelos b'truma. The answer is quite obvious. No, the thing is here. The catch is the Kohenet says she. It's only the rabbana. Be the rice that she can eat. Is that true what I'm saying? I had the written inside of my Gemara, but I think I was wrong about that. Yeah, I don't know why I said that. Delete that from the record, please. I think it's also deraisa, because it's not a marriage deraisa. Meisu nafa lifna yava. Yeah, I'm going to just bring that good look. Meisu nafa lifna yava. If she dies and falls in front of a yava, from the rabbinic marriage of the sort, Imhaya pikeach, if he was smart, ocheles, if he was normal, she can eat, because now that she's misyabemis him, so she's married to him, and therefore she can eat. Cheresh, if he is also a cheresh, in ocheles, she can't eat, because this cheresh is no better than the first cheresh from which she's coming, therefore she can't eat truma. Shteyachim pikeach, two brothers who are normal, nesuin l'shtey nochus are married to two women who are not related. Achas chereshes v'achas pikeachas, one was normal, one was deaf mute, one was normal. Meis pikeach b'chereshes. You have the guy who's normal, who's married to a deaf mute. Ma'aseh pikeach. So now you have a deaf mute, which of course is a rabbinic marriage candidate for Yibum. Ma'aseh pikeach b'pikachas. What does the guy who's normal married to a normal woman do? Kodesh, he takes her. There's no impediment. And she's not his wife's sister. Talk about two unrelated females, right? If he wants to divorce her later on, he can divorce her, right? It's a valid marriage, a valid divorce. Mace be kev ba because what if the other way around, the guy with the normal marriage dies, maya se be kev ba b'chereshes, what does the other brother, who's normal himself, but he's married to a chereshes, do? Ocholetza miyaber! He could do either chalitza or yibum, of course, right? Because of, because there's no karel relation issue here, right? Shneachin, but if you have two brothers, one is a cheresh and one is a cheresh and one's a pikeach. The suyish tein achris married to two women. Achas chereshes v'as pikachas. One's cheresh, one's pikachas. Meis cheresh v'al chereshes. If the guy who's a deaf mute married to deaf mute died, maya se pikeach v'al pikachas. What is the guy who's who's a normal guy, married to a normal woman, do kindness. He marries her. Why does he have to marry her? Because no chalitza by chereshes. A deaf mute can't do chalitza. She has to be able to talk. So therefore, she's a deaf mute who became a candidate for chalitza. He's got to do yibum on her. Okay? Maya said, "We care about Vikaras Kenes. In Matzalotzi, but once he marries her, he can divorce her, right? As we said, divorce no matter what. Maybe we care about Vikaras. What if the other guy dies? The guy who was normal married to a normal woman. Maya said, Cheresh ba Chereshes. What does the Cheresh do? Who's married to Chereshes? Kenes, he can do Yibum. That's okay. There's no marriage sign issue because it's not his wife's sister. But once he does that, he cannot divorce her. Because the marriage is the rights of marriage. Because Yibum doesn't require das. Just requires that he does the Maisa. But divorce requires das, and das doesn't have. So therefore, they're stuck happily ever after, hopefully. Okay. Mao Shadocha B'Truma, can she eat Truma in this situation? Nishmin Madot. Let's learn it from here. Bas Yisrael B'Kachash Nisal. Nisal so coin. A Bas Yisrael who's a regular woman. Who got engaged, our fiance, betrothed to regular Kohen Pikach, was able to bring him to the Chuppah Shal Nisuin. Before then became a deaf mute, he ain't a chelos betruma, she cannot eat truma. So in order to eat truma, they actually have to affect a Nisuin de Raisa, otherwise she can't eat truma. Mason of Livne Yavam, what if her husband dies and she falls before Yavam? Afil Cheresh, Even if the Yavam is a Cheresh, our Mishnah says Ocheles. It's going back to the case in our Mishnah. Says even if the Yavam is a Cheresh, she can eat Truma. Despite the fact that where is she to marry a Kohen who's a Cheresh, she can't eat Truma, right? Because it's not at the rights of marriage. But if she married a normal Kohen, and he died, and then the Yavam is a Cheresh, and she's Messiah Bemis, then she can eat Truma. Why is that? Because a Yavam, a Cheresh, can't affect the rights of marriage. But he can affect the rights of Yibum, right? Yeah. Right? So that's what it says here. B'zeh yofi kach yom yikach abal. That's the advantage Yavam has a husband, over a husband. Sha Yavam cheresh ma'achil. A Yavam, who's a cheresh, can cause a woman to eat, right? Ba'al cheresh enu ma'achil, and a Baal who's a deaf mute, he cannot cause a woman to eat truma. Okay, because he's not fully married to her. Yibum can be affected because it doesn't require das, but original marriage cannot. Now, I babbled something here on the side. I'm not even going to tell you what it was. It's because I must have been drunk this morning. Okay. Hajjah Chesh Nasbikachas. Bye-bye, Yibum. It's with mixed feelings, I say. He's just all the here by of the Isaiah.
A woman went, she and her husband, to Chutz Laretz. Sholom beino beino boch shemne sholom bais. Or sholom ba'olam. And it was peace in the world. Ba'avar amezba, she goes back and says her husband died. We trust her. Tinosing. Mace Baala, her husband died, Tisiabim, right? She needed to get married or do even depending on the case. Sholom Bein Levein, what if they were at peace with each other, but in Vacham Baalim they were going to a war zone, right? Sholom Bein Levein. There was no peace between the two of them, right? Assassination was in the air. Sholom Bein Levein, but there was peace in the world, right? So, Vavam Ramez Baala, she comes and says her husband died, Ein on Emen, she's not believed. Rabbi Lomel Elamin and Emmanuel, she can, she's not believed, unless there are stage props. And they came, she comes crying, they're crying, and her garments are rent, and there's indication that actually husband is dead. Amalai said, you don't need theatrics. Achazu v'achazu tinase, whether theatrics or not, she can get married. Kamar atomar, yimesh eidim, she eishes ish. Just like you say, ask them about if she, the witnesses, she was a married woman. Vilma is Grushani, and she says, no, I got divorced. Ain't her name, man, she's not believed. Vamra Apokhin, why here do we believe her? Just like we don't believe a woman to say she's divorced. We shouldn't believe a woman to say her husband died. Shani he bade him, he said, no, there's different when she has Adam that her husband died, or even one aid. Machashim Yavohu Machish. If he comes, then obviously the Adam will be found to be abject liars. As opposed to if he claims he was not divorced, So he has to prove that he wasn't divorced. It's his word against theirs. Okay? So his word against theirs is a valid argument not to believe her because that gives her brazenness. But when it's not his word against theirs, because if he shows up, then those Edom have no leg to stand on, so then we believe her. Okay? Similarly, I don't know how the word exactly answers, but why could she say, well, the Yovam died, and get out of Yibum? Sounds like she only believed on her husband, not on her Yovam, right? You can't. It doesn't say why, but just cites Halacha. Well, a woman is not believed to say, my Yovam died, she does say to get married Lashuk. V'lo meis achutz, she's also not believed to say that her sister died, she claims the Beit Sah that she could marry her deceased sister's husband. She's not believed that, so believed on herself concerning sir which have to do with her. Yivama shenafu la korcha ein emenis. Hey, Yivama, so what's the difference? So the Gemara says, by Yavam, she fell to him against her will. She's not believed. So in other words, she hates the way, there's no other way to say it. She hates the guy. Of course she's going to say he's dead. We're not going to believe her. She's just lying, right? As opposed to her husband, right? Her husband, she really loved him.
How do we know? Maybe she hated him also.
Well, we're talking about Sholom Beino Lubeino. That's what our mission said, stipulated. There was peace between the two of them, okay? So since she loved him, she's not going to lie about him, right? Rabbi Yoshi asked the doctor Sadeo's question. Hagatimu, imagine this. Shenisla HaKorcha, they compelled her to marry him. Shotgun wedding. Miatoloto, or the father married off as a minor. Miatoloto in Menes. Maybe she's not believed. According to you. And lo sota for Mishnah Achroina. And I'm not just going like Mishnah Achroina. The meaning, what we're going to later on, that we hold nowadays, she'ed echad matir, the one witness is good enough to allow a woman to get remarried, assuming her husband, to believe her husband's dead. Fafilu kemishna achrishoina, she'ed echad matir, even like the Mishnah Rishoina, the original position of Chazal, that one witness is insufficient, nevertheless, he muteris and muteris atma, she herself, it seems from our Mishnah, can allow herself. Why is that? Why does an Eidecho not work and she works? So it says, what an interesting answer. Eidecho choshu l'kal, it should be l'kal kala. L'kal kala. The one witness we're afraid is going to mess her up. Because whatever ulterior motive, he wants to marry her, he wants to take revenge upon her. So if we don't believe the one witness, according to Mishnah Rishoina, right? However, if he ain't a choshu l'kal kala, so we're not afraid she's going to mess herself up, and therefore we believe her, even according to Mishnah Rishoina. Is one witness believed that in time of war she's not? What about a witness? Certain over here. A certain individual, days of Rebbe, Omarle, he said to Rebbe, Rebbe said to him, sorry, Heina Hupalon, where's so and so? Omarle, so the guy said, Misi, dropped dead. Heina Hupalon, where's the other guy? Omarle Musi said he dropped dead. Omarle, so Rebbe said, Vakulan Mesim, is everybody dead? Amalon, so the guy retorted, if you have your chai and love him, say, if they're alive, would they not die? Now, what was he saying? He was saying, he didn't actually say, it's going to be true one of two ways. He's saying, look, of course they died. They were in a war zone. We're talking about in a war zone. Of course they died. In a war zone. But how does he know they died? It could be he saw them die and he says, of course they died. I saw them die. Or it could be he means, they were running into a machine gun nest. Do you think they didn't die? In which case, would we believe him? No, or we shouldn't believe him, right? So, well, did Rabbi believe it or not? Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Rabbi Chanina said, "Ma'isa b'alif ne Rabbi." This is ma'isa which came from the Rabbi. V'amar he said, "Man did niseis niseis." So whoever got already married based on the say so, that's fine. They can say married. Man lo niseis lo niseis. Whoever didn't get married based on the say so, we shouldn't get married because of his second statement, which cast doubt on his first statement. His first statement was they're dead. His second statement said was, "What do you think? They're not dead." So the second statement cast out, so anybody who hasn't yet got married based on say-so should not get married, but anybody who is married can marry, remain married. But what we see here is that Ein Echad, unless he messes himself up by saying something detrimental to the cause, is believed even if it's a Shas Milchama. Hadar Meraz teaches us She'ed Echad Neman B'Shas Milchama, that a solitary witness is believed at a time of war. And we will stop here.